I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Prominent lay Catholics have called for the laity to play a larger part in addressing the church abuse scandal and breaking down the culture of clericalism that has helped protect abusers. Among the suggestions presented are an independent lay-run board that would hold bishops accountable and encouraging parishioners to become more involved in the diocese. Francesco Cesareo, chairman of the National Review Board, stated that the credibility of bishops and trust in them is gone and that bishops now need to allow lay leadership to create processes and oversight to hold clergy accountable. The National Review Board was created in 2002 and oversees diocese compliance with the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People, but currently has no role in bishop oversight. President Trump announced that he's told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to push back a trip to North Korea, saying there hasn't been enough progress on denuclearization. The White House did not elaborate on specifics of the progress. Meanwhile, two more people have been granted immunity in deals with federal prosecutors, National Enquirer Chief David Pecker and Trump's finance chief Alan Weisselberg. Reports are that the National Enquirer kept a safe full of damaging stories on Trump that they didn't report on, and that Weisselberg has information on money payments made to two women who claim to have had affairs with Trump. Senator John McCain has decided to stop medical treatment for his brain cancer. McCain's family released a statement and said that while the senator has exceeded survival expectations, quote, the progress of disease and the inexorable advance of age render their verdict. They express their gratitude and appreciation for the support and kindness people have shown. McCain is 81 years old and has been away from Washington, D.C. since December due to the cancer. U.S. Jesuit Father James Martin spoke at the World Meeting of Families in Dublin and urged Catholics to look at the attitudes some have shown towards the LGBTQ community and offered ways for parishes to be more welcoming to LGBTQ Catholics. Father Martin said that many LGBTQ-identifying Catholics have been, quote, mocked, insulted, excluded, condemned, or singled out, both privately and publicly. He said that parishes and communities should not reduce homosexuals to just their sexual lives by telling them to abide to the call of chastity. Father Martin called for parishes to invite LGBTQ people to be involved in ministry by being, quote, Eucharistic ministers, music ministers, lectors, and all other ministry roles. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.